He's 76, she's 41, and they sound like the perfect couple.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands.
Tony Bennett had his first big hit in the late 40s, more than a decade before K.D. Lang was born. His appeal crosses three generations, and hers has spanned whatever other barriers are out there. And though Lang first made a name for herself as a country singer, she's found the right guide to the American songbook in Bennett. Together, they've recorded a collection of duets dedicated to another great singer, Louis Armstrong. It's called A Wonderful World.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You don't hear duets much anymore, except in country music, and not since the TV variety shows went off the air. There aren't many duets anymore. What's the appeal for singers?
I think the appeal between Tony and I is really a kinship and a love of music, a love of the American songbook. And I think the special thing about it is that we're bridging a gap of a generation of singers.
There are lots of ways to do duets. You have the blending of voices, obviously, the contrast, but also you get that little interplay sometime like you all do on Exactly Like You.
I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone
exactly like you.
No, exactly like you.
Exactly like you.
Exactly like you.
Exactly like you.
No, Tony, exactly like you.
Yes, dear.
She's a natural in the tradition of Bing Crosby, who gave us all a job, taught us how to be sing intimately into a microphone. Just his ears went to the not only the melody, but the harmony. And KD has that wonderful gift. She just, the minute she hears a song, she could sing the harmonies in the right notes to blend with the melody.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie
Is Tony hard to sing with? I mean, he's so distinctive. He sounds like he's coming from an octave that hadn't been invented yet.
That's what I love, critics.
No, you know, he's not hard to sing with for me. I think there's some sort of innate understanding between Tony and I. In terms of the texture and the intonation of our voices, I think there's a natural blend there. And certainly in spirit, there's a definite marriage there.
La Vie Rose.
Well, what genius got you two together?
Me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
Well, it's always a matter of singing with me, not how someone looks or whatever. I search out and look for great singers, and when my ears gravitate to them and I hear it's the right thing, I say, well, now that person really knows how to sing. And my personal opinion is that she's the best singer since Judy Garland.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss.
Why songs identified with Louis Armstrong?
Because Louis was the source of all great popular singing. He inspired Frank Sinatra and Peggy Lee and Ella Fitzgerald, and he influenced all the great musicians that became world famous, like Errol Garner and Count Basie and Duke Ellington. He's just magnificent.
Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give. a kiss to build a dream on.
It almost wasn't fair that he would have this career as a vocalist, considering he invented the trumpet.
That's right. Nobody ever played like that to this day.
Tony mentioned the intimacy of this music. Katie, tell me about that, because it is a very intimate thing doing this kind of music, because you've done a bunch of other kinds too. You got to bring your A chops to this thing.
Yeah, definitely, and especially the way the record was recorded live on a stage in a theater in New Jersey, which really sort of culminated old school and new school recording techniques. That kind of singing really is, to me, the ultimate, because it really is about your emotional presence. And I think that's ultimately what makes intimacy.
The last song, you close with a really nice one, If We Never Meet Again. Now, that's kind of perfect for a duet.
To me, it's in the same family of a famous song from Casablanca, you know, As Time Goes By. It has that little touch of philosophy and feels timeless.
The leaves in the fall will recall the beauty I found in your eyes.
Birds in the spring, when they sing, will tell me that love never dies if we never meet again. As sure as heaven above you,
forever I love you. If we never meet again.
K.D. Lang and Tony Bennett. Their new album is A Wonderful World. Some other NPR interviews of Tony Bennett are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.